Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. First of all, are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay. And politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
Yeah, South Carolina is a southern state.
Okay. And do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it? Support or oppose?
I support.
And school choice give parents the right to use the tax dollar designated for their child's school education to send their child to the public or private school which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, would you say you support or oppose the concept of school choice?
I support the school choice. It should be the parents' right to students.
And recently, the South Carolina legislator passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
I support.
And currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Will you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program? Support or oppose?
Both. It's support, but also oppose. If you're a billionaire, you don't need any help.
Yeah, correct. I understand. But I just have two options. Which one should I record for you? Support or oppose? In general.
Well, I mean, it depends on the that's a tricky situation because it depends on the situation, you know, because what they consider low income sometimes isn't really low income. But if you're talking about a billionaire, no, they don't need any help. They don't pay enough taxes as it is. You know what I'm saying?
But
that's a tricky situation.
But in general, will you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship?
I guess support. You have to support to give the low-income.
Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who votes to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina? Would you be more likely or less likely to support?
More likely to support somebody that's going to be give more to people.
Correct.
Do you believe I'm Democrat, which is not South Carolina, but I'm Democrat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and now do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profit over people or not?
Oh, their profits come first.
Okay.
Oh, profits come first.
Okay, and do you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone?
It's their responsibility. If they overserve and that person goes out and kills somebody, they should be partially responsible.
Okay. Now, South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflicts. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidate, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
Okay, repeat that question.
No problem. South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflict, and this is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidate, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
I believe it needs to be longer. 3 to 4 months is not very long.
Okay, so it needs to be changed. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And now, if a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification, sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries?
Oh, yeah, they should be liable because they didn't give the proper training to the bartender.
And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 70% now. Thank you so much for your time. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
Okay, you lost me there. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I will repeat the question, okay? Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
No, they shouldn't be able to get out of. They shouldn't be able to get out of paying.
And Mark?
No.
They should. Okay. And marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
I don't know if it's really helped, really. I mean, a lot of people look like, don't think of lawyers that well.
But do you think it hurt the public perception or had no effect?
Now, I'm not really sure on that one.
Okay, no problem. Many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicles accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in maximizing their contingency-based legal fees or getting through justice for their injured client?
Well, some of that's misinformation because I used to work for, but in general,
what do you think? Do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in maximizing their contingency-based legal fees or getting through justice?
They're doing it to make money. I mean, that's the reason they're doing it, is to make money.
Do you think in doing so, they are maximizing their contingency-based legal fees? Is that correct?
Yeah, they're doing it to make money. That's how they make money. I think it's more to make money for themselves than...
Now, the last two questions, and we're done. Thank you again for your time and your patience. What impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, or have little or no effect on premiums or reduce premiums? What do you think?
I don't think it really affects premiums. I think all the automobile accidents affect premiums more than anything.
No effect. And do you feel healthcare...
Well, it might hurt them a little bit, but I think the biggest thing is
just a little
accident or premium.
Okay. Just a little. Is that correct?
Accidents.
Have a little effect?
One of the biggest things that hurt premiums is national disasters.
Okay. And do you feel healthcare providers...
Because disasters that they have no control over, insurance companies have to pay out a lot of money, and they can't recover any of it.
Correct. And now, do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential?
It should be confidential unless the healthcare... Unless the person allows, you know what I'm saying, allows the information to be shared.
Now, if parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18? They should or should not?
I'm not sure about that one. I want to decline that one. And a child wants it, and it messes with their mind. I don't know. That one I'm not sure of.
Okay. And the last two questions for classification purposes only. In terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I primarily consider myself a Democrat.
Okay.
But it depends. I could be swayed. Depends on who's running. I don't think we got... I think
can you please
run now? They're both too old. They both need them. We just ain't got nobody running.
Okay. And can you please tell me what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and
That's older. It. Not the last one, but the one before.
50 to 64, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, and which of the following
I'm 54.
Best...
I'll be 55 later this month, I'm 54.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Hispanic,
white,
Latino, Asian, brother. Thank you.
White,
and now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
Thank you. And this includes the
and
survey.
100% female. I'm not five, I'm not gender or whatever. I'm female.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you so much for taking the call, and thank you for your help. And thank you for your opinion. It's very important for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.